Governor Parnell's over 150 statewide capital budget cuts all bore an identical justification with a glimmer of future hope. Quote, reduce spending level, consider in future budgets. In all, the governor pared away $412 million through vetoes, dropping the legislature's original $3.2 billion capital budget to $2.8 billion. Energy projects fared well statewide, with more than $1 billion in funding. That includes the Susitna Hydro project at about $68 million, weatherization and home energy rebates at slightly more than $100 million, and $12.5 million toward the geothermal project at Mount Spur. $30 million each will go to the Port of Anchorage expansion and the Port Mackenzie rail extension project. That's after a $7.5 million cut each. Other Anchorage projects faring well, $34 million for a new UAA sports arena. And even with $3 million cut from Anchorage's Project 80's building and infrastructure funding, $6 million remains for that work. There's also over $6 million for a new Blood Bank of Alaska building, over $4 million for the McLaughlin Youth Center, around $3 million for Covenant House, $2 million toward the Service High School field, and more than $4 million for the Chugiak Senior Center. In the public safety realm, there's around $1.4 million for digital video systems in Anchorage police vehicles. Among Anchorage projects zeroed out by Governor Parnell, $20 million for the Alaska Native Tribal Health Consortium, Anchorage's long-term care facility, nearly $6.5 million for Anchorage School District-wide roof repair replacements and structural upgrades, and $3 million toward the West High and Romig Middle School redevelopment funding. Also chopped away, $1.5 million for a Muldoon Community Park, plus a combined $1.5 million for the Anchorage Park Foundation's neighborhood park renovation and repair projects, and $1.5 million for football stadium improvements. Zeroed out as well, $4 million for the Waldron Subdivision tract purchase. Also, Northern Lights Boulevard sidewalk construction, Mountain View pedestrian safety, and several other smaller road and drainage projects scattered across the municipality. In a statement appearing on the governor's webpage, Parnell describes his vetoes as keeping Alaska's budget at fightin' weight. In these uncertain times, he continues, that's good for our state and will keep Alaska fit and strong. At the same time, even with the cuts, Parnell says the final capital budget contains sound investments in energy, infrastructure, and job creation. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.